Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Clete Bowyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ralph Terry. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Pfister. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dan Pfister. And now, play ball. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball four. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to third. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Maris moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Yankees. Billy Brian now catching. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Pfister covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Clete Bowyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai hits a line drive into center field. Mantle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mantle. Jimenez moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jimenez tags and scores. Cimolai tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Yankees. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-1 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull, who is chasing the ball. Richardson reaches third base with a triple. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Richardson scores. One out. It's 5-1, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mantle. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Mantle steals second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mantle. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Mantle steals third. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-1 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson pinch hits for Dan Pfister. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Walker now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-1 in the game. Skowron hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyer. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Boyer steals third. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Boyer scores. Terry moves to second. It's 6-1, Yankees. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Richardson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Terry moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mantle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-1, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Richardson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubek hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boyer hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh, who is chasing the ball. Cimoli reaches third base with a triple. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Terry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Richardson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Mantle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simile. Mantle reaches second base with a double. Tresh scores. Maris moves to third. It's 11-1, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14-1, Yankees. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 3 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Reed now playing center field. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tartabull for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 14-3, Yankees. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Don Williams now pitching. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Terry bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Terry for the out. Boyer moves to second. one out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. Boyer moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Lynn's now playing second base. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cimoli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-4, Yankees. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-5, Yankees. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-6, Yankees. Don Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Athletics 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Maris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Maris reaches second base with a double. Jack Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Maris moves to third. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got six RBIs. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maris scores. It's 15-6, Yankees. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Tartabull. Kubek reaches second base with a double. Howard moves to third. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-4 in the game. Scourin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard scores. Kubek scores. It's 17-6, Yankees. Clete Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Boyer hits a line drive into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Terry is hit by the pitch. Skowron moves to second. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skowron scores. Terry moves to second. It's 18-6, Yankees. Phil Lynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 18, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Blanchard now playing right field. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a line drive towards first. Skowron reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reed, who is chasing the ball. Seaburn reaches third base with a triple. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seaburn scores. Two outs. It's 18-7, Yankees. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cimoli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 18, and the Athletics 7. The Yankees will come to bat. George Alozek now playing first base. Jim Archer now pitching. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Howard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli, who is chasing the ball. Howard reaches third base with a triple. Reed goes all the way around to score. It's 19-7, Yankees. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Skowron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 21, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a fly ball into center field. Reed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 4 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Reed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 21, and Kansas City Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.